Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Sin is a package deal. I know. You might say, Brother Bo, what in the world is that? Ha, let me explain. Sin is not a big monster, gigantic monster that will eat you alive. No, sin is more subtle than that. Sin will come as a little monster, so tiny, just like a mosquito. And what sin will do is it will nibble. Not give, not swallow you alive. No, it will nibble. It will bite. A tiny bite, so tiny you would hardly notice. The first temptation would probably be selfish. Want something for yourself only. And let's say you don't get what you selfishly want. You get angry that you did not get what you want. And then if you don't stop there, sin will continue and you begin to cheat so that you can get what you selfishly want. And what happens after that is if you don't stop, is you cover it up because you cheated and you don't want other people to know. And so you lie. And so sin piling up one after another. And when you lie, here's what happens. You tell others to also cheat so that hindi lang ikaw lang, no? Para marami kayo. And then here's what happens. You begin to be accustomed to cheating. And then the more you do it, you begin to cheat bigger and cheat bigger. And cheat bigger. And then you begin to cheat so unconsciously anymore. It doesn't bother you. My friend, this is how sin takes over our lives. This is what happened to Judas. Do you think that Judas one day, from being a faithful disciple, all of a sudden in one day, bingo, he starts betraying Jesus for 30 silver coins? No. It started very small. You know, maybe he would start getting money from the money bag. First, maybe it's a few cents. And then after a while, more centavos. And then maybe a peso. And then maybe, no, of course, there were no pesos, there were shekels during that time. But you know what I mean? You know, it will get bigger and bigger. And then he will start cheating. And then he will start hiding. And he will start pretending. And he will start lying. Until such a point, all his doubts comes crashing in and he starts justifying his actions. And then we have Judas. My friend, we do not want to end up like Judas. What do we need to do? We need to nip it in the bud. Habang maliit pa lang ang kasalanan, while the sin is small, we repent. We turn away from the sin and we run to God and we say, Lord, help me. Can I lead you in that very important prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus, I run to you, and I ask you, help me to recognize sin. When it starts so small, help me to recognize it. Help me to repent. Help me to change. Help me to run away from sin so that I run towards you. I ask you, help me. Change me, empower me, transform me right now. Make me like you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Do you want me to support you in your journey with the Lord, that you continue to grow in your spiritual life every single day? My friend, I'd like to say, oh, by the way, I'm in a very special place right now. It's my little backyard. Doesn't look special, but to me, it's very special. Why? Because this was the place when I had severe COVID and I thought God was going to call me home. When I got a little bit stronger, I would walk here, crawl here, and I would stay here for hours. I just sit down and just surrender my life to God every day. And I said, Lord, if you want me to go to heaven, that's fine. The answer is yes, yes, yes. But if you want me to stay a little bit longer, to do your work, do your mission, serve people, the answer is yes. And it turns out, God wants me to stay a little bit longer? And can I invite you to be my supporters, my little community that will support this mission so that you become part of this work that we do, sharing God's love through social media, blessing the world, supporting missionaries and youth work and our mercy ministries. My friend, as my way of saying thank you to become my supporters, I will support you in your journey with the Lord and help you grow. The first thing I'll do is I'll send you full tanks Saturday and Sunday, exclusive for supporters only. Full tanks Saturday, full tanks Sunday, so that your whole week is inspired. Number two, we're going to have regular conversations. It's called 1% Hacks. That's what I call our conversations with supporters. That means that I will share with you how to incrementally grow in different areas of your life, whether it be in your lifestyle or finances or health or, of course, your spiritual life, your relationships. You know, I believe that if you grow by 1%, every single day, you're just going to be blown away that at the end of the year, you would have improved 37 times more. Isn't that wild? So anyway, I'd love to invite you to be part of the small group supporters that will help me and be my partners in this mission. And together we can do so much more. Together, you and me, we can bless the world and do a lot of good in building the kingdom of God in this world. Click that link and find out how you can be part of this work. Maraming salamat. And I will see you in our exclusive supporters-only conversations called 1% Hacks. God bless you.